Who is this woman who gleans in my fields, whose youthful fineness cannot be seen to fit the condition of those who must glean in rags, in poverty? Once again I asked the question which began my unsought commitment to the history of man and all our lives within the great line from Adam in Eden, King David, and on to the Christ to be born in Bethlehem. For in Bethlehem of Judea, standing above my field of ripe barley, I knew love. And I asked of the steward who oversaw all my harvests if he did know who was this young woman. And for a time, no answer came, except for her singing, except for a song that faintly came over the waving sea of the gold grain heads as the reapers grew closer and closer, cutting all down. And as she came closer, stooping to glean the grain not gathered into the sheaves, I asked the question once more of the man, "Who is this woman? What is her name?" "Ruth?" "Ruth, a Judean name. Ruth, daughter of Naomi." "Naomi? No, she surely had no daughter." "Daughter-in-law, ah. But the widow Naomi's sons, both are said still to be in Moab, where her family all fled in our time of famine." "Both? Oh, both Chilion and Mahlon still are there. Dead? A famine? Then is God more than good, whose will is law. But stay, this young woman must then be a widow, and near kin to me through Elimelech, the husband of Naomi. But a Moabite widow. Oh, can such a cursed country as Moab produce such a creature of such grace?"